Seven things that your middle school director wants you to know. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
These ideas were adapted from the band directors group on Facebook. I highly encourage you to join that group if you have not already done so. There's a forum there for you to present questions and tips and kind of give people advice. Now, it doesn't completely replace a podcast like this or having people to talk to live, but it can be a great place to get some resources. I also invite you to comment in the show notes about maybe some other tips that you think, or other things that you wish your high school director knew about middle school. Number one, we really do teach them the things they say they have never heard before. You know, students are so funny because just like my own kids who will claim that, "Dad, you never told us that." Sometimes that's what happens with band students too. And we probably all, high school and middle school, need to do a better job of really checking to see if the kids have learned what we're teaching them. Because a lot of times they claim that we don't, or if there's not some assessment involved, and it doesn't have to be a formal incessant assessment. I remember one time going through music terms with my high school kids, and we went through one a week. And I went back and gave them kind of an informal test on it. And I was shocked, not shocked by how well they did, but how very few of them knew what we had talked about, even though each term we would use that all week and we would review it. And I would ask specific students for the meaning of the musical term. So we really do teach them the things they say they've never heard before. Number two, visit me often. Kids are more likely to join your program if they have a relationship with you. And I have seen this happen in my own program. The years when I've had an opportunity to go and visit the middle school a lot more of the students join. And other years I've had too much going on in my life, or things have prevented me from going and visiting much, then there's usually not as much of the kids joining the program. So visit your middle school director often as you can. It's going to depend. Some people, this will be hard. I have one feeder school, which I hate that term, but I can't think of a better term for it. And some of you have three, and so that's going to make it a little bit more difficult. Number three, give us an idea of what the kids should be able to do at first rehearsal. This probably involves being able to get together pretty often with your middle school director so you guys can plan and do some of the vertical alignment that the principals are always talking about. I know they don't give us time to do that, but it is something that's important nonetheless. Number four, communication. This is like a marriage. When you have a school that you work so closely with, it's like a marriage, and you want to be able to communicate what's going on, communicate what your expectations are, communicate things that you both have weaknesses with. And high school directors, just as an aside, remember to be willing to share that you struggle too and you have doubts too. I think sometimes we don't want to admit that we struggle. I know I do. Probably on a monthly basis, sometimes I wonder, why am I doing this? Maybe I had a bad day, or a parent who said something bad to me, and I question my calling. That's just a normal part of being human. Number five, invite us to play a joint concert. Most of our concerts are often in the gym or cafeteria, and it would be nice to be able to play on the stage. This is something that I do with my own middle school. We have a concert once a year where the eighth graders play with the wind ensemble, and we work on the song separately, and they come early for some pizza, and they also have their concert here at the high school. It's a great time, a great time for me to get to go to work with the middle school kids, and a great time for them to meet some of the high school students. Number six, recruitment should be all year, not an event. I know that sometimes I've been guilty of that, of thinking of recruitment as a specific event, but recruitment is really something you're doing all the time. Every action that you take is going to have a positive or negative effect, and we need to evaluate how those actions are. I remember we used to have the middle schoolers come and play with us at one of the football games, and I need to rethink this and maybe find a better way to do it. The reason I stopped doing it is because some of the freshmen were telling me they didn't join marching band because it was so cold at the football game that they didn't want to have any part of that. So for them, it was a negative experience, and I didn't want to leave them hanging with that. On the other hand, when we would go play at the middle school football games, then that seemed to excite a lot of students about the possibility of joining our marching band. And number seven, show up for concerts. I know it's hard to find the time to do that, but it means a lot to those students if you can just be there at the concert when they're performing and say hi to them. And if you can take something off of the middle school director's plate, like maybe warming up the kids or helping to organize them as they go into the auditorium, then that's even better. But sometimes that can be difficult too. Hope these seven things your middle school director wants you to know. There's probably about 100 things that they want you to know, but we'll just start with the seven, and I look forward to hearing your feedback in the show notes.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.